The powerful person knows how to overcome life's sudden shifts and this is what I want to talk to you today about. I want to talk to you about the powerful person that you are. Life is full of changes. Everything changes. If you live any length of time, you will soon discover that changes are inevitable. The once nursing baby at the nipple of a bottle or the loving nipple of the mother. That child sooner or later grows and no longer wants the bottle or the nipple. They begin to reach out for the very food that they're eating. They want some. Why? Because there's changes taking place. If you look at your shoe size, when you used to be a size 1, you became a size 2, 12. If you like me, a size 14. Why? Because changes come. And the powerful person knows how to overcome the sudden shifts and even those things which are gradual. You will notice that things could be going well at one moment in your life and then suddenly something takes place and it goes topsy-tipsy and you now are faced with challenge. Maybe the bottom of a relationship falls out. Maybe you're losing a job and you're displaced. Maybe you was once secure at a house and then you got put out. Change. Maybe your parents died and feel alone, and it seems like what you used to know you don't know no more because there's changes. Life is full of changes. But I want to talk about the powerful person that knows how to deal with these sudden shifts and changes. Maybe your health is declining. Maybe your bills are due. Maybe your money is few when you used to have plenty. Changes. Can I tell you, beloved, that changes are sure to come. But I want to encourage you to be a powerful person in the middle of a change. Some of us, we are going through the process of change. We're beginning to learn that some things we thought we knew, we don't know. And the things we don't know, we're learning by life and experience. Yet and still, there's changes. There's changes taking place in your body. There's changes taking place in your fingernails. There's changes taking place in circumstances and situations. Oh, beloved, can I encourage you in the middle of your shift that changes are good. I know some changes feel bad. I know some changes we rather not experience. But I have learned that changes are not all bad. Hallelujah. But good. Let me explain what I mean here.
Changes is all over my life, all in my world is affecting me daily. So many changes, but I'm powerful.
I wish somebody would be strong in the Lord right now and decree that I am a powerful person. Things are changing. Friends are changing. People are coming and going. Things are dissolving. Jobs are shifting. The country is in topsy-turvy. They don't know who's going to be the president. They're talking about this and talking about that. Life is full of changes. But nothing, and I do mean nothing, happens by coincidence. There is no coincidence when you understand that there's a sovereign authority, that there's an overarching arm that oversees the affairs of men. When you understand that there's a sovereign, you will understand that the changes in your life is not by coincidence. In fact, I will go as far to say that the changes that we experience in life is by divine design. Even when it comes to the decisions that we have personally made that cause certain events and circumstances and situations in life, and it may have seemed that it was your decision that caused the change, but I'm here today to say that there's a sovereign that oversees the changes in our life. That sovereign tells me that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. I realize that nothing happens by coincidence. You learn it as being a powerful person. You learn that you get the good from the changes in your life. When you understand that there's a sovereign, when you understand that you have a purpose, a destiny, a meaning in life, you understand that all changes in your life is by divine design. It is not by coincidence. It is not by a mistake that you're just where God wants you to be. When you accept that as being truth, not subjective to your thoughts, but it's objective to who God is. And even though God does not change because He's immutable, our circumstances, our situations, our feelings and our thoughts, our family and our friends change. Hallelujah. But we got something to hold on to in the midst of our changes, and that's God. We can hold on to the fact that there is good that's going to come out of this change. That God has me on a pathway, and sometimes that pathway is dark. But yea, though I walk through the valley, I'm walking through because things are changing. God bless you, Pastor Kim. I love your mother. Things are changing. I'm walking through a valley. Sometimes I see a snake. Sometimes I see a lion. Sometimes I see a cheetah or a bear. And it seems that there's danger everywhere. But I'm changing because I'm walking through the valley. I'm gonna get some good out of this valley. If you feel like the changes in your life is causing you to be in the valley, I want to encourage you that even in the valley, there's something good to learn. And that good is that God is with you in that valley. God is with you in that change. That's what makes you the powerful person. Because you going through everything that everybody else going through, but you got something that stabilizes you, and that's your sovereign. I heard somebody call him the potentate. I heard somebody call him the ball in Gilead. I heard somebody call him Jehovah Jireh. I heard somebody call him Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Sikkenu. I heard that he's a lily in the valley. In other words, he's that present that is ever present, even in the midst of your changes of life. Even in the midst of people leaving, God is there. Even in the midst of people coming, God is there. Even in the midst of supporters, God is there. Even in the midst of no supporters, God is there. Even in the midst that you have a lot of money, and even in the midst that you have a little bit of money, God is there. Even in the midst of you being in society, or you being incarcerated, God is there. I'm telling you, life is full of changes, but God never changes. He's there. And when you remember, guess what? It makes you a powerful person. Because the pressures of life will not get you down. The pressures of life will not make you go into a room of despair. The presence of God will fill you up with joy, which is your strength. The presence of God will fill you up with love, even in the midst of a hatred society and people that hate you and talk about you and use you. You need to understand, in the midst of these changes, that it's not happening by accident, that it's not happening by coincidence, but that it's according to God's plans that he has for you. God says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. And he said, those thoughts are good thoughts. Oh yes, the changes is coming, but God is still thinking good about you. The pain is here, but God is still thinking good thoughts about you. It seems like nothing's growing, and you've planted a bunch of seed and you watered as much as you want to, but God is still thinking about you. It's just in the nick of time that the changes is gonna come, the seasons are gonna come, and the growth is gonna happen, and the harvest is gonna be there, but the changes is necessary. It's not by coincidence. So you have to be intentional about what you listen to and what you meditate on in the middle of a change. If you're in the middle of a change, it is so important that you be intentional about what you think about, what you listen to, what you meditate on. Listen, you're gonna get the good out of the change. And God is going to get the glory out of the change. So So you might as well welcome the change. You might as well receive it. Because you're going to get good out of it. And God's going to get glory from it. All you got to do is do it in the name of Jesus. Do it by the power of the Holy Ghost. Do it by keeping your mind on the things above. Do it. Your perspective. Listen, your perspective in the middle of this change is everything. Because your perspective, it affects your emotions and it affects your mental health. It is so important that you have the right perspective about changes that come in your life. Because if you don't have the right perspective, those changes can drive you crazy. Those changes can drive you up the wall. Those changes will make you afraid and fearful and worried about tomorrow. But when you know the one that holds your future, you'll look at change and you say, things are changing. People are leaving, people are dying. People are crying, people are lying. People are hating, people are debating. It's so much change going on, but we got somebody who will never change. Your perspective is everything. If you have the right perspective, everybody else gonna be going crazy and flipping out and thinking suicidal. But if you keep the right perspective in the midst of your change, God is going to keep you in perfect peace. Chuck, I say God is going to keep you in perfect peace. Another thing is always look for the good in the change. Oh, it's changing. Change. So many changes. Oh Lord, Lord, Lord. You got to gear your mind and set it on the positives in life. When you set your mind on the positives in life, it's gonna calm your inner life, your inner feelings, your inner emotions. Keep in mind that changes are a part of life. And no matter what, more changes are coming. Keep in mind that more changes are coming, so you gotta be powerful. Tamantha, Dollar, Kim, all of them, you have to be mindful that changes are a part of life and more are coming. Now, this is what I really want you to hear. I'm going to go to the Bible here real quick. I want you to listen to this. These things aren't strange. Bless you too. I want you to know that the changes that you are experiencing in life, they are not strange. You know how some people, you think, this is strange. This ain't never happened to me before. It may not have happened to you before, but I'm telling you that God knows all about it. I heard that he's a wise counselor. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. You better look it up in your Bible. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you as though something strange was happening to you. Can I tell you, it's not strange. The changes in your life is not strange. And yes, it's fiery, but changes are necessary. Notice here in the text, he says, beloved. Well, let me just stop right there and let me remind you that God loves you. He loves you so much that he calls you beloved. Glory to God. He loves you so much that he calls you beloved. Because he loves you so much, he says, beloved. In other words, when you beloved, you're accepting the love of God to be yours. Right now. The love of God. The love of God. Is washing, thanking for it, love, the love of God. You beloved, the love of God, beloved, the love of God, beloved, beloved. Notice he says, beloved, do not be surprised. In other words, don't think it's strange that these things are coming up against you. Don't think it's strange that the enemy is throwing everything he got at you. Don't think it's strange that he's trying to knock you down and knock you out. The only reason he's fighting you the way that he's fighting you is because he knows that you're powerful. But if you haven't convinced yourself that you are connected to the all-power source, that you are more than a conqueror, that you cannot be defeated. When you understand that, you will not think it's strange that you are coming against me. I won't think it's strange that you don't like me. I don't think it's strange that you're talking about me. I don't think it's strange that you fired me. I don't think it's strange that you're coming against me. I don't think it's strange that you left me. I don't think it's strange. I don't think it's strange that you want to get a divorce. I don't think it's strange that you don't want to take care of your children. Because I know that there's going to be changes in life. But I'm so powerful that I'm not going to let it change me. Changes are gonna come, but it ain't gonna change me. Why? Because I got the divine nature on the inside of me, baby. I'm just as immutable as God. Hallelujah. I'm gonna stay standing. I'm gonna be flat-footed on the ground. My rock is the rock of Jesus. He's unmovable and I'm unmovable because I'm standing on the rock. So you can bring all the changes you want to bring in my life. I don't think it's true. change. As a matter of fact, I'm accepting you. I'm expecting you to come. I'm expecting you to try to beat me. Oh, listen, it says these fiery trials, they're coming because they're testing you. They're giving you your validation. Hey, the only reason they're testing you is because there's something that you learned. And God is saying, I just want to verify that you understand that you are connected to the vine, that nothing can separate you from my love, that you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus, that you are strong, that you are courageous, that you are bold, that you have been engrafted into the kingdom of God. When you understand that, beloved, you know that it's just the testing of your faith. Because once you pass the test, another change is going to come. But that change is called promotion. It's called elevation. It's called going to another level. It's called spiritual maturity. It's called spiritual fruit. Glory to God. It's one thing to have a bunch of spiritual gifts. But when you got spiritual fruit, it's because you done went through something. Because you had to go through changes. It had to be one season after the next. It was raining. It was snowing. It was a sunny day. It was a dreary day. But you had to go through it in order to go through your germination process. The reason why you're sprouting the way you're sprouting is because the seasons changed. And let me tell you something, beloved. They're going to keep on changing. And you need to keep on growing. You need to keep on standing. You need to keep on preaching. You need to keep on praying. You need to keep on dancing. You need to keep on praising God, because God is always worthy. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what you feel. God is immutable. He never changed. He never changed. God never changed. He'll never change. Let me bring it home. Let me bring it home. Testing. He says, do not be surprised at the fiery trials when it come upon you to test you as though something strange was happening. Listen, testing, it verifies you. And it qualifies you to go to the next level. Listen, David and Goliath, and I'm closing now. David and Goliath, if you know your Bible, you know that Goliath was a big giant. He was a mighty warrior, and David was a shepherd boy. When he heard Goliath disrespecting the people of God and blaspheming the name of Yahweh, the Bible said that David decided that he was going to fight Goliath for the sake of the people of God and the glory of God. Now, we know the story how David got the sling and the rocks and killed Goliath. I recall that David went and cut the head off that giant and grabbed it by the hair and walked around the people in victory. Now, you just take a look at that. That there's a David in you, and there's a Goliath coming. If David never faced Goliath, the king never would have seen the glory of God on his life. If David would have never faced Goliath, he never would have went to the next level. He never would have got the exposure. He never would have got the lesson that he got with Goliath. What am I saying? changes are coming. And some of those changes are very Goliathly. They're a big battle, big giant in your way. But I'm telling you, don't think it's strange when Goliath shows up. Instead of you getting in fear, instead of you getting in your feelings, you need to get with God. And once you get with God, that change, that trial, that fiery situation that you're dealing with is going to be destroyed with one strike. Hallelujah. With one strike. Can I encourage you? Don't run away from Goliath. Instead of look that nasty devil in the eye. And you tell him, I know you came to destroy me. But no weapon formed against me will be able to prosper. In fact, I'm finna get my weapon, which is the sword of the Spirit. And I'm about to fight the good fight of faith. And I'm gonna chop the head off of that dragon. And I'm gonna walk in victory. And I'm gonna tell the people how God came through for me again and again and again and again. I want to encourage you to get your sword. And you say, come on trial, come on tribulation, come on agony, come on despair. I got a sword in my hand, I got a sword in my mouth, and I'm gonna speak, I'm gonna declare that I am victorious, that I am a winner, that I'm strong, that I'm powerful, because I'm connected to God. David needed Goliath to go to the next level. Can I encourage you to look at your Goliath and say, you can't kill me because I'm anointed for this. I'm appointed for this. I'm not going to let you drive me crazy because God is fortifying my mind. I'm not going to let you drive me insane because God is giving me peace. Oh, yeah. The powerful person. Goliath was the battle that caused major changes in David's life. If he never would have met Goliath, the king never would have noticed him. Goliath verified that David was chosen for such a time as this. Goliath verified that David was chosen for such a time as this. What am I telling you? Hey, what's up, bro? Bless you. I see you. Hey, sis, I'm reading. Amen. David verified that Goliath verified that David was appointed for such a time as this because David defeated that giant. What am I saying? The anointing of our Christ is upon you. He has anointed you to defeat Goliath in your life. He has anointed you to be powerful in the midst of a storm. He has anointed you to overcome. He has anointed you to do what you do with excellence and professionalism. The spirit of excellence is over your life. That's why they can't kill you. That's why they can't get rid of you. That's why they need you in their life. because God has anointed you with a spirit of excellence. You powerful because you're excellent, because you got the spirit of excellence all in you. There's an anointing of excellence upon your life. There's an anointing of excellence being released. There's somebody that's listening to this. You need to come to Christ. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. These changes may be your Goliath that you're experiencing right now in your life. These changes in your life is your Goliath. But it's not to kill you. It's only to make you stronger. It's not to kill you, but it's only to take you to the next level. So don't be afraid. Be not dismayed. And be not discouraged. But be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Remember that who you are. You are one with God. You are one. You are a partaker of the divine nature. Nothing can destroy you. You are a recipient of eternal life. Ooh. You are a powerful person. So powerful. You're so powerful. I heard chains falling. Somebody just got delivered. You're so powerful. Powerful. You're powerful. God is with you. God is with you. Now, I want to leave you with this. It's necessary that you begin to pray. Hey, Yolanda Wooten, God bless you, woman of God. Thank you so much for the stars, my brother. Daddy Dior. Thank you so much for the stars, Tamitha. Shande Boku. Listen, it's necessary now. I can't close out this prophetic session without giving you the necessity. Thank you so much, Yolanda, for the star. I can't. Dr. Two. Okay, got you. I got to give you the necessary steps to remain in your powerfulness, because you're a powerful person. Here, you got to pray. You got to pray. And not just the Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Not that kind of prayer. You got to pray the kind of prayer that you are in your bed sleep and you hear somebody break the window at your house. It's late at night and they're coming in. They're getting ready to kill you and your family, a home invasion. You got to pray that kind of prayer. You don't got time to be, I'll follow down in heaven. No. You need a word. You need a desperate prayer. You ever had one of those desperate moments? You got no words to say. You just, one of them prayers. One of them prayers. One of those groans where you say, God, I'm desperate for you. You gotta get like Jacob. You gotta get a hold of God and say, I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. You gotta get desperate. You gotta ask God. Here's what else is necessary. You pray, but you wanna listen. You wanna ask God to reveal to you the legitimacy of the changes you're going through. Okay? Because that's what the enemy wants to hide from. You know, things going on in our lives, we want it to go this way and it goes a whole nother way. It's like it's going south. Let me tell you something about that, beloved. When you don't understand what's going on, you got to just ask God, say, God, please reveal to me the legitimacy of this change. This person walked out of your life. Instead of you being mad that this person walked out of your life, you say, God, reveal to me the legitimacy. Because all changes, like I said in the prior, in the beginning of this message, you got to remember that all changes has good in it. Because God says, I will work all things together for your good. So there's always a degree of good in the changes you experience in life. But you got to ask God, say, God, reveal to me the legitimacy of this so you can be at peace. And let me tell you what he will do. He will enlighten you. Enlighten you. He'll enlighten you. He'll reveal it. He'll reveal it. Enlighten you. He'll reveal it. He'll reveal it to you. All you got to do is ask. Watch what he do. I'm going to leave you with this verse. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 6, it says, in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. Let me say that again. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, I'm not going to spend no time on that word, but let me just say this in closing. The change is necessary. It's good. It's God. It's glorious. It's necessary. God is going to reveal to you the legitimacy of every change that's coming into your life. He's working it out for you. So next time I come on live and y'all come on, I want you to just begin to testify in the comment section of how God is using the changes in your life for your good and his glory. The powerful person overcomes sudden shifts unexpected changes, because they know it's all good and it's all God.
There was something said, something sung, something read that has encouraged your heart, that has strengthened your faith, that has revealed to you that there's purpose in the pain that comes with change. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I don't know what in the hell you are waiting on. What in hell do you want? Absolutely nothing. If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord, Not only are you going to be saved from hell, but you're going to come into an intimacy with the creator of the universe, who has great plans for your life. The choice is yours. If you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord, that he died and he rose on the third day with all power in his hand. On that cross he became sin. And by virtue of our faith, we become his righteousness. In other words, God will take everything wrong with you and give you everything that's right with him. Oh, what a great exchange. You can put your faith in him right now. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, your anointing, your power that's upon this broadcast right now. We thank you for yoke-destroying anointing. We thank you for demon-destroying anointing. We thank you for change anointing. We thank you for your anointing that heals, your anointing that delivers. We thank you right now, Father, that you are available and that you are touching us tangibly from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. We thank you for the signs and the wonders that follow your word. Now, God, stretch out in us. Have your way. Oh, in Jesus' name, Yahshua the Messiah, we pray. Amen and amen. Until next time, may God richly bless you, my beloved. I'm Herbert McLean, Herbie Mac. I'm the encourager. I was so glad to deliver this word to you. I feel good. I'm supercharged. For more information, for more teaching, for more preaching, you can go to my website, which is in the comment section. It's also in the description. Or if you're listening by way of podcast, simply go to apostleherbiemack.com for more information. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you so much for the stars, for the support, for the prayer. But I pray that this word is now demonstrated in your life today and forevermore. I'll see you next time. Fire, 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 fire